You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin.
Madison, Wisconsin.
You're listening to the 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast with our host, Steve Collins.
Hey, Coach. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome to the podcast. Happy Tuesday. Tuesday. Do any of you remember the old days when Tuesday is was Laverne and Shirley? It was Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, and Three's Company. So the old farts will remember that. Anyway, before we jump into today's podcast and talk about conquering some of those challenges that we all have, that I know you have, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shoe machine on the market. The workouts, the machine is worth it. It is worth it just for the workouts. But anyway, go over and check it out. Mention me. They'll give you $450 off. They'll take really good care of you. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. The one-stop shop for basketball coaches. Prices are going to be going up in the next couple of weeks, almost 20%, just because we're doing a couple pivots and doing a couple new things that I think are pretty exciting on the horizon. So, all right. So today we're going to talk about, it all goes back to that locker room in my first year. You know, we all have doubts. Is this the right offense? Is there a better way to do it? Should I be doing small sided games? Should I be doing drills? Should I be teaching an offense? Should I be teaching anybody offense? Should I be teaching a structured offense? It's very easy to feel lost and to feel all the noise that's out there. So you are not alone. I've done this for 35 years, and there's days that, you know, I feel that exact same thing. It's a frustration, despite the efforts, despite watching the film, despite all that. You don't feel that, you know, you're instilling the things that they need, the discipline, the growth, all that. But I'm going to tell you, that's okay. There's lots of tips. You know, I use, if any of you are watching, I use this little timer here to keep me on task, like 7 minutes, boom, I'm going to work for 7 minutes. But anyway, there's lots of tips. There's lots of ways, to build the winning season, to build the culture you want, the resistant culture, the culture that can handle the ups and downs, and to build a program like I did from the ground up. One that went, because I grew up in this conference and Memorial was a laughing stock when I was coming through. And I don't think that's the case anymore. So I'm going to share a bunch of these secrets. I'm going to share some of the stuff that we do early in the season, some of the things we do to build the season. And I'm going to do that on Thursday in Win the Season Masterclass. It's mentorship opportunity to unlock all the secrets that you want to know. There is a process, and you can't tell me there isn't a difference between a sous chef and a 5-star Michelin chef, whatever it is. There is. I'm not sure I went down the chef route, but I will hold your hand. I will show you the tasks and the things that you need, because some people did that for me. I had mentors along the way. I had people that showed me things, and they weren't only basketball coaches. They were hockey coaches. They were baseball coaches. They were soccer coaches. I learned from all of them. And that's what I want to do for you and win the season masterclass on Thursday. So I'll put the link down below if you're listening, but you know, the strongest leaders, the best teams are the ones that are always growing, that you grow along with your team growing. And that's always my objective. Like, I'm going to tell you right now, I have a meeting this week to talk about nutrition and talk about strength and talk about some of the things that I need to get stronger at that I'm good at, but I'm not great at. Because I'm still want to grow. I want to grow and become a better coach. Let me help you. I think I was talking to Coach Bill about this the other day. Like, I've hit these obstacles. I can see this in some of the young coaches in our building. They're hitting walls I need to hit walls with, because I could have told them that that's what's going on. A plus B does not always equal C. It sometimes equals D, E, F, J. So sometimes you got to pivot. Sometimes things work. Sometimes, you know, experience does that. You know, it kind of shows you some of the things that are coming down the line. So let me help you with that. Let me help you conquer some of those things, so you're not lost at sea. I will throw you the life preserver so you can get to shore. Probably be better if I rowed the boat over and just threw you in the boat, but maybe I'll just throw a life jacket over. I don't know. Anyway, come over and join us. Win the season masterclass on Thursday. It's free, totally free. Go over, sign up, and hope to see you there. Soccer, it's like one big little clump all going together.
Yeah.
So all sports is about the proper spacing. So I've always thought that would be an interesting invention
if anybody wants to invent it and give me a
kick. I like that. I like that, Coach. What I'm planning to do, actually, when we come back, because obviously we're in a situation with the pandemic and everybody's all about social distancing and 1.5, 2 meters. So I've adopted the term and I'm going to try and use it next season, corona spacing. So ooh, guys, like we're not corona spacing, you know. So I'm going to try it out and see if it works.
I love that. I've seen these hats that people wear that have like 3 feet each direction and stuff. It's hilarious. People are very innovative. So that's the first thing. Second thing is, I don't know what handball is. What's Olympic handball? Explain. It's like squash? Is it like racquetball?
No. So there's two different types of handball. GAA handball is like squash. Olympic handball is played 7v7, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, it's 7v7. It's played on a court indoors that's slightly bigger than a basketball court. And you can run with the ball. You got 3 dribbles. And then you can pick it up and just kind of throw it into almost like a smaller soccer goal. And you just kind of throw it from a certain distance. There's a goalkeeper. And it's very interesting. It's almost like very transferable skills to basketball, because you got 3 dribbles. They play with a smaller ball. I think it's a size 3 or 4. And yeah, you got dribble, you can pass it, but you got 3 dribbles before you pass it. You got 3 steps, not 2 steps, you know, in terms of basketball. So if you pick up the ball, you got to take, you can take 3 steps before you got to get rid of it. And then you just throw it into a soccer goal.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. Real interesting.
It is. That's very intriguing. A lot of people would say that we coach at a circus too sometimes. You know, I love the circus analogy. That's awesome. But yes, I've always said, you know, I've taken a lot from football, like American football. I've taken a lot from base. I mean, it's like you got to take stuff that works, because if it works for them, it's going to work for you. I think that's a great tip of the day. I do. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Coach.
Appreciate it.
All right, Coach. So tip of the day, what would be something you would tell your younger self, or a tip that you would give another coach?
Given that what we've been going through the last year, don't sweat the small stuff.
Yeah. So dive into that deeper. What do you mean by that?
If you know, the little stuff, you don't worry about it. Worry about the big picture. You know, worry about what you can control. I mean, lately we have been able to control much.
I mean, my grandma used to tell me, and I still think about this. Is she said 95%, because I'm very energizer bunny, but I tend to worry about things sometimes, and I don't as much as I've gotten older. I've worried about things less, but
exactly.
She always said 95% of the stuff you're worrying about, Steve, you won't have to worry about. Like, it takes care of itself. Don't worry about it.
As you get older, it's like, who cares? I got to worry about other stuff, like, right, like my arthritis.
My theory with like running my business, by the third reminder, I'll eventually do it if it's that important to you. Otherwise, half the stuff just disappears. It's kind of
right.
It's like,
exactly.
I'm
the same boat.
It's not that important. I love that. Don't sweat the small stuff. I think that's great.
Sports Social Podcast Network.